Bris Mila tips. The Sandek. The Sandek is the person who holds the baby during the surgery component of the Bris ceremony. It is considered the highest honor that can be given, as the Sandek shares the unique distinction, along with the baby's father and the Moel, of the Bris day being like a holiday for him. This means that just like the father and the Moel, if the Sandek attends prayer services, Shachris, for example, prior to the Bris, he will cause the entire congregation to automatically join in the celebration of his holiday, to the point they will not recite the Tachanun prayer, which beseeches God to help us in our hour of suffering. Who can possibly be suffering on a holiday? So where does the word Sandek come from? Some people think it comes from the Greek. There was an article written in the Foreword, July 7, 2006, entitled The Sandek and the Kvater on Language by the famous Philologos. I believe there's a debate as to who that person actually is, in which the author writes, although circumcision is probably the most ancient of all the Jewish rites that are practiced today, neither of these two words is anywhere near as venerable. The older of the two, Sandek, is a Hebrew loan word from Greek, as easily can be seen from its earliest appearance in Jewish sources in the 13th century Midrashic anthology, Yalkut Shimoni, where it occurs as Sandakos or Sandikos, with the Greek first declension nominative case singular ending. This is curious, since nearly all Greek borrowings in Old Hebrew date to the pre-Islamic period, when Greek was the spoken language of the Eastern Mediterranean world. Presumably then, Sandakos was in use among Jews for hundreds of years before this, but simply left no record. Its etymology is from syndikos, i.e. an advocate in a trial, and also a backer or supporter. Syndikos was a word commonly used in Greek to translate the Latin patronus, which also could mean either a legal counselor or a social patron, and just as the Roman patronus had a moral, if not legal, obligation to assist whomever the person to whom his patronage is extended, so the Jewish Sandek was originally thought of, it would seem, as responsible for the circumcised child throughout his life. For this reason, the Sandek was traditionally chosen from among the close friends or relatives of the parents of the child, with whom he was expected to maintain a lifelong bond. That's the end of my quote from the Foreword. But I have a question. Why should we assume this Jewish role was borrowed from the Greeks, especially when they, or at least Antiochus Epiphanes in the Hanukkah story, banned circumcision? This tradition of the connection of a Sandek, or the concept of a Sandek, is a lot longer than this new theory that the Sandek comes from a Greek language. So what is the Jewish source for the Sandek? One approach is that the word Sandek is actually an acronym, Rashi Tevos, for Senegor Nase Dino Kategor, which means that the defender becomes the prosecutor. This idea stems from the Kabbalistic work from the Zohar, which explains that when a little boy is undergoing his surgery, the Sitra Achra is broken down and has no power, because the Bris becomes a litigator against him on behalf of Israel. In other words, in a Kabbalistic sense, the Sitra Achra is always trying to find flaws in the activities of the children of Israel, constantly making them the defendants before God. But the Bris is so powerful, and the helpful role the Sandek plays in protecting the baby and allowing the Mohel to do his job properly, changes the keepers of the faith from being defendants against this evil spirit to being prosecutors against him. Imagine the line, "How dare you suggest we are not keeping the law and following God's commandments, when you see we begin at the very beginning of life with the covenant of our faith, the covenant of circumcision, of Bris Mila." There are other suggestions, which are not as exciting as that Kabbalistic approach. The Yashresh Yaakov suggests that the numerical value of the word Sandek is 218, if you add the values of the letters Sandek. Samach is 60, Nun is 50, Dalet is 4, and Kuf is 100, plus the four letters of the word, which equals 218, which refers to a Reach Nichoach, a sweet fragrance from a spice offering. Reach is also 218. This most likely relates to the idea that the Sandek is compared to one who brings such an offering when he is holding the baby on his lap during the Bris. Some people don't like that one because they don't like to compare the baby to a korban. Of course, comparing the baby to a korban is not meant to be understood as that the baby is taking the place of a korban, but that what's taking place in the bris is on the level of holiness of a korban. But no matter the source, the sandak is a great honor. It's often given to the baby's grandfather or the great-grandfather, if the baby is blessed to have one. The role, of course, cannot be shared during a bris. There are two approaches that I have seen as far as who is given the role of the sandak at the bris. Amongst Jews of Ashkenazic descent, there is a custom for parents not to reuse a sandak for another son of theirs. Essentially, the idea is to spread the wealth around, so to speak, and to give others a chance to play this highly significant and symbolic role. So, I once was at a bris where the father, this was his 10th child, and I think for the last few children he was the sandak. So to have the father repeat that role is certainly okay. Of course, having 10 sons is not very common. Usually the first two sons will be held, one by grandfather, paternal grandfather, one by maternal grandfather. If there's a great-grandfather, you know, he may trump even the grandfathers, certainly because it is presumed that the other ones will hopefully, as the circle of life goes, have more opportunities to be around. I mean, hopefully the great-grandfather as well. But in any case, that was what I've seen. But generally speaking, Ashkenazic Jews do not repeat sandaks for their sons. Amongst Jews of Sephardic descent, on the other hand, the same person might be sandak every time, particularly if the individual is a highly respected dignitary, such as the Chacham or great rabbi, or even the patriarch of a family. When I was studying to be a mohel in Israel, so I attended, of course, many brises with my teacher, Rabbi Mordechai Sasson, who is a Sephardic mohel, and many times Rav Avadia Yosef, or Rav Bakshi Daron, or even Rav Kaduri, Zichrono Lebracha, I saw a number of times as mohel, and it was a pretty standard fare that these great rabbis would be the sandak as many times over as a family could bring them to their sons' brises.